Okay, I'm with Kevin Askew. We're at the Spennymoor Fire Station today, and there's a demonstration here set up with the Crime Scene Investigation Unit. So have you done anything like this before at an open day?
Yes, we do quite a lot of these. We get invited to go along to various places. Traditionally, Spennymoor Police Station's held one annually. I think that started a few years ago, but this year they decided that they were going to amalgamate with a fire brigade, hold a joint one. And I think it's proven to be more interesting for the people that's coming here because you're seeing a different variety of things. Of two of the emergency services, the police and the fire brigade, can actually utilise the services and show them what we do.
So what exactly does the Crime Scene Investigation Unit do?
Well, basically, we're one of the elements of a police service where we deal predominantly with forensic evidence. We get called upon to attend crime scenes where we will do a physical examination at that scene, and we look for forensic trace evidence within that scene. That can usually help an investigation and can help prove or disprove that a particular person or persons has done or not done something. So it can work both ways, really. We are independent in such a way that the evidence that we're looking for, it's either there or it isn't there.
You have a table set out here today, and I've seen you've had visitors come in and talk to you and look at the things you have. Can you just explain some of the things you have on display here?
Yes, what I've explained to them is basically, as crime scene investigators, that we do we are involved in a lot of things, not only within the police service, but away from it. For instance, the United Kingdom disaster victim identification procedures, working with the Independent Police Complaints Commission, Health and Safety Executive, etc. But also, as you've mentioned here on the table, we've got some different evidence types from different things, and I'll quickly run through a few of them. This is an example, and what I'm showing you is it's a hammer, and it's been, or allegedly had been used in an incident, an assault incident, and that was the weapon that was believed to have been used. So we would forensically recover that, document it, photograph it, and we start the continuity chain. So and throughout its chain, it's got to be seen that there's no break in the continuity. With other types of evidence types, footwear casts, that's been taken from an impressed mark in the ground, could be soil, could be sand. We'd forensically photograph that, and then once we've done that, we'd come to this stage is where we put casting material in, and basically you've got a 3D image here now.
Right.
Over here, some fingerprint lifts. They've been taken from surfaces. Example there being the car that we've got on display.
Oh,
you
yeah.
can see the grey powder on there. We've used that powder to enhance latent marks, and by use of our torch, etc., we've examined the marks, seeing if there's enough detail in there that's going to be of use to our fingerprint bureau. Again, we photographed them, we've recorded them, and then we've recovered them, and the continuity starts.
Okay.
Some example of glass samples. Glass samples, very good evidence. The reason we use this is that we're interested in backwards fragmentation. That is where, I'll give you an example. Somebody throws a stone at a window, the window breaks. Some of that glass will come backwards towards a person throwing a stone. So that person, depending upon how far away they're from the glass, from that window, is going to get covered in glass fragments. So we would take a control glass sample. When police hopefully arrest somebody or already arrested somebody, we'd look for them taking it out of clothing. If they've got hair, unlike me, take hair combings. And depending on what's said in the interview, what we may do is do put a laboratory job together and send the evidence from the CSI and the clothing from a suspect to a scientist, and for them to determine whether any of the controlled glass samples is on the suspect's clothing. Because we are at a fire brigade here, what I'm going to show you now is some evidence from a fire scene. It's in a nylon bag. You can hear the sound there. And what you can see there is a bit of carpet that's been cut from within a house. It was suspected that this was the seat of a fire and that there was a good chance that it was accelerant
right.
on this sample. So it's been put in a nylon bag. being sealed, and what would happen here, again, off to a scientist, what a scientist would do is extract air from within there and then introduce that air into a machine which is going to determine what exactly is in that air, and more importantly tell us if there is an accelerant present, and if there is, what exactly it is.